Yes, I'd like to know if you could give me some information.
Sure.
Where are you located?
Seattle, Washington.
All right. We're in St. Louis.
Yes.
And one of our family has gotten, it seems like he thinks he's gotten in contact with something from this type of thing. And he's gone to the VA hospital in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he's gone to the VA hospital here. He's talked to 13 psychiatrists. He tells them all the same story. And they just, it seems like he's not talking to the right one. He says the same thing over. And it's really quite, I don't know if he's, that's all I can tell you. Except he's just got everybody convinced that there's really something. It happened to him in Modesto, California in 1969.
I see.
And it was with him until about 3 years ago, and they made what he calls physical contact with him. And it's really, is there someone in the St. Louis area that he could go talk to that would be qualified to listen to see if there's anything to it or not?
Well, I think we could arrange for that.
I we're just at loose ends. I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I should do this or not.
Well, how would it be to have him contact us and
right.
maybe tell us the story?
Can I give him this number, and could you talk to him?
Sure.
Well, I thank you so much, and I'll have him call you right away.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I think my sister-in-law called a while ago about this call from St. Louis.
Yes.
Well, I'm the one that had the incident, and I was wondering, she said something about you could send me to the right people and make an appointment to the right people.
Well, I wonder if you could give us a little rundown of what happened.
Well, I was going to Modesto Junior College in Modesto, California, and it wasn't a UFO I saw. It was the people themselves. They were like on a platform.
Uh-huh.
And there was about 50 other kids that saw them, too. And this was happened about 5 years ago. And it seemed like they was talking to me in particular. And it's been with me ever since. And I've been trying to, forget it, but it's there constantly.
Okay, and this was in 69?
No, 71.
71, okay.
November 71.
They have been communicating with you constantly since then?
Since then, up until the present, up until now. Well, they still do.
Well, have these been all... Have you seen these people every time they communicate with you?
No. I only saw them 4 or 5 times. But I'm still able to talk to him without seeing him, by thinking about it.
Okay.
I've seen, I went to all kinds of psychiatrists, and they put me on Thorazine for the last 4 years, and I've been taking Thorazine and Dalmane, Elavil, Melville. I think that's all. I've been taking all these drugs to rest and sleep. I never have been able to sleep.
Okay. And you still have these communications even though you're taking the drugs?
I only take drugs now when I need them. But, yes, I can still communicate with them.
Okay, I think that we can possibly get somebody in to talk to you about this. I wonder if we could get your full name and address and telephone number. Okay, we'll see if we can't get something rolling on this. It sounds very interesting.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I don't know where to turn. I've been, my whole family's been helping me trying to find people I can go to. Because, like I say, I've been to a number of psychiatrists. They don't know what I'm talking about. They just think it's a mental problem or illusion or something.
Uh-huh.
Just been giving me pills.
Okay, we'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
You bet.